The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 17th of December, 2008. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Never assume the obvious is true." William Safire, New York City, 1929, political columnist for many years for the New York Times. William Safire, who once wrote a list, William Safire's Rules for Writers, which included, "Remember to never split an infinitive, the passive voice should never be used, and last but not least, avoid cliches like the plague." It's the birthday of a writer who described himself as an old man mad about writing, Ford Madox Ford, born in Surrey, England, 1873, who, despite the fact that he was the author of nearly 30 novels, many of which were highly acclaimed by critics, was never widely read, and many of his books are out of print today. He was blonde, overweight, had a mustache, bad teeth, a heavy smoker of Galois cigarettes, and his life was marked by scandalous relationships with women. He had romantic relationships with at least 20 women, some of them while he was still married to a woman named Elsie Martindale. Ford Madox Ford was a mentor of Joseph Conrad, collaborated with him on two books, The Inheritors and Romance. Around the turn of the century, he was the editor of a magazine called the Transatlantic Review, with Hemingway, his deputy editor. But his work was never widely read. And toward the end of his life, he became writer-in-residence at a college in Michigan, about 30 miles south of Lansing. They gave him an honorary doctorate, for which Ford Madox Ford wrote up the certificate himself, and where he was a writer-in-residence and was given an office in the basement of the library, where he worked on his survey of world literature entitled The March of Literature from Confucius's Day to Our Own. It was 840 pages when it came out in 1939 and covered Aristotle, Dante, Chaucer, John Donne, Dickens, Whitman, Balzac, and I dare say that nobody has read that book this past year except people who might have been writing a doctoral thesis on Ford Madox Ford. Here's a poem for today by John L. Stanitzi entitled Cardinals for Carol. I had seen them in the tree and heard they mate for life, so I hung a bird feeder and waited. By the third day, sparrows and purple finches hovered and jockeyed like a swarm of bees fighting over one flower. So I hung another feeder, but the squabbling continued, and the seeds spilled like a shower of tiny meteors onto the ground, where starlings had congregated, and blue jays, annoyed at the world, disrupted everyone, except the mourning doves, who ambled around like plump old women poking for the firmest head of lettuce. Then early one evening they came, the only ones. She stood on the periphery of the small galaxy of seed. He hopped among the nuggets, calmly chose one seed at a time, carried it to her, placed it in her beak. She, head tilted, accepted it. Then they fluffed, hopped together, did it all over again. And filled with love, I phoned to tell you over and over about each time he celebrated being there all alone with her. Cardinals, a poem by John L. Stanitzi from his collection Ecstasy Among Ghosts, published by Antrim House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.